Welcome to Transformed by Grace, an in-depth Bible study of God's Word presented by the Berean Bible Society. Join us each time on this station as Pastor Kevin brings the transforming message of God's grace revealed through the Holy Scriptures.
A policeman looked up to see a woman racing down the center of the road at 100 miles an hour. He pulled her over and said, "Ma'am, would you mind telling me why you're going so fast down the middle of the road?" And she replied, "Oh, it's okay, officer. I have a special license that allows me to drive like that." He said, "Oh, yeah, well, let's see it." And the policeman looked at the license and then concluded, "Ma'am, there's nothing special about this. It's just a temporary license." And she said, "Look at the very bottom, though. See? It says, tear along the dotted line." It turns out that license was very temporary. At the beginning of the Age of Grace, there were temporary gifts of the Holy Spirit given to the body of Christ to establish it and to assist it in its initial growth. But there were also gifts given to the nation of Israel prior to that that have been temporarily set aside. And then there are permanent gifts given to the body of Christ that remain until the rapture. We're going to break down these different categories of gifts in this episode of Transformed by Grace. Mark 16, 15 through 18 reads, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." To better understand the sign gifts, it's helpful, at least for me, to categorize them. It's important to differentiate between three categories with the gifts. First, the set-aside sign gifts of Israel's Great Commission and Pentecost. Second, the temporary sign gifts of the early church at the beginning of the dispensation of grace. And third, the permanent spiritual gifts for the body of Christ until the rapture. First, we learn about the set-aside sign gifts of Israel's Great Commission and Pentecost here in Mark 16. Here we read of our Lord's parting words and commission to his apostles. He taught them to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom, teaching them that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Then the Lord told his apostles, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." And he tells them, "In my name they'll cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." A short time later, we begin seeing the fulfillment of the Lord's words at Pentecost, when by the Spirit people spoke in new tongues. Acts 2 records, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." In accordance with the Spirit being poured out at that time, Peter at Pentecost talked about the ability of people to prophesy and to see visions and dream dreams, and that there would be wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Those saved at Pentecost had all things common, and I believe this was also a supernatural sign gift. Acts 2:44 says, "And all that believed were together and had all things common." In Acts 3, in the temple at the Beautiful Gate, Peter laid hands on the lame man and healed him, like the Lord said they would be able to do here in Mark 16. He told this man, "In the name of Jesus Christ," as the Lord said here, "rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. In Acts 5, we observe how Peter had the sign gift of knowledge with Ananias and Sapphira, and knowing by the Holy Spirit that they had kept part of the money back from the sale of a possession instead of giving it all to the kingdom church. In Acts, we further learn how Stephen was full of the gift of faith and had the gift of wisdom, which was how he gave such a powerful and convicting message before the Jewish leaders in Acts 7. All these supernatural gifts were given to the nation of Israel. They are all things that were carried out during the times of the Gospels and early Acts. And they will again be carried out after the rapture of the church during the tribulation period. These were all given according to prophecy as an experiential taste of the kingdom to come that will be established on the earth. Here's a list of the Great Commission Pentecostal supernatural gifts given to Israel and their spreading of the gospel of the kingdom. First, the ability to cast out demons. Second, the gift to speak with new tongues, to take up serpents and tread on serpents without hurt, drinking any deadly thing without hurt, laying hands on the sick and healing, prophesying, seeing visions and dreaming dreams, having all things common, the gift of knowledge, the gift of faith, the gift of wisdom. The Lord confirmed the prophetic word and the gospel of the kingdom with signs. These sign gifts were given to the nation of Israel to assist them with God's help in carrying out the Great Commission and taking the gospel of the kingdom to the world. These things help them spread the gospel of the kingdom with the dangers that they might have encountered at that time, with serpents, demons, drinking something harmful. The gift of tongues was to help them as they carried the kingdom gospel to the uttermost parts of the world and traveled to different areas with its different tongues and languages. Knowledge, faith, and wisdom gave them the ability to be bold in going to difficult places and share the truth of the gospel of the kingdom with insight and pronounced understanding. These gifts for Israel in carrying out her great commission, they were temporarily suspended when the Lord set Israel aside in unbelief and turned to the Gentiles, to the nations. That is when God ushered in the age of grace through Paul, which concludes with the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church, these gifts for Israel will be reinstituted. And in the future tribulation period, when these gifts are once again in force, it will help them navigate the horrific time of Daniel's 70th week, the seven-year tribulation. There will be pestilences in the tribulation, and they will be enabled to heal the sick. When they are driven around the world by the Antichrist persecution, and as they take the gospel of the kingdom around the world, the gift of speaking in tongues will help them communicate. Demonic activity and demonic possession will again be open and rampant, and they will be enabled with the miraculous gift to cast out demons. The supernatural gifts of knowledge, faith, and wisdom will help guide them through this dangerous and deadly time on the earth. In the past, these miraculous gifts gave power to the truth of the gospel of the kingdom. And as they were done in the name of Christ and in His power, it confirmed that Jesus Christ was Israel's Messiah and the Son of God. This will take place after the rapture as well. Matthew teaches about the false Christs that will be all over the place during that day. And then, of course, there's the Antichrist in the world in that day. And those at that time will need to trust in the name of the true Christ in order to be saved. These miraculous sign gifts were given to cause Israel to see that Jesus Christ is their Messiah, to cause them to repent and to accept Him as her Messiah, as their Messiah. The supernatural sign gifts of early Acts were given to confirm God's great salvation message of the gospel of the kingdom. As Hebrews 2:3-4 states, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will." These supernatural gifts of the Great Commission and Pentecost continued as the Lord was still working with the nation of Israel. Though these gifts continued for a time, they, like God's program with Israel, gradually faded away.
We'll be returning to the program in just a minute. But first, we'd like to take this time to thank you, our partners, for making these programs possible. If you would like to access our library of helpful Bible study tools, go to BereanBibleSociety.org.
Acts, Volume 1, is a hardcover 560-page commentary written by Pastor Cornelius R. Stan and covers Acts 1:1 through 15:35. Acts is the most fascinating book of the Bible and at the same time the most important key to the understanding of God's dealings with man today. To order your copy, contact the Berean Bible Society for pricing and availability at 262-255-4750 or visit our website at www.BereanBibleSociety.org.
To receive our free, full-color 32-page monthly magazine, The Berean Searchlight, call 262-255-4750 or subscribe online at www.BereanBibleSociety.org. Thank you again for your generous gifts. And now, back to the teaching with Pastor Kevin.
Following the stoning of Stephen, God raised up the Apostle Paul and began something new and different. God ushered in a new, never-before-revealed dispensation of grace and a new church within this dispensation, the church, the body of Christ. With the setting aside of Israel, God turned to the Gentiles, began the body of Christ with Paul, and Christ gave temporary, miraculous sign gifts to the early church. And He did this for four reasons. The first reason was to provoke Israel to jealousy and prove that God had temporarily set Israel aside in unbelief and turned to the Gentiles. Romans 11:11 says, "I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy." These miraculous gifts were for the purpose of showing that God's plan had changed, that God had turned to the nations, that salvation had been sent to the Gentiles. By provoking them to jealousy, this was for the purpose of drawing the Jews to faith in Christ through the gospel of the grace of God. Thus, they were actually miraculous sign gifts of love and grace toward Israel. The Jews require a sign, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 1:22. Seeing Gentiles saved apart from the law by faith alone, then performing sign gifts was new and was to show Israel that something had changed, that God was doing something new and different among the Gentiles apart from Israel. And seeing these signs done by the Gentiles was for the purpose that the Jews might seek the truth themselves, that they too might believe and trust the gospel of grace for today. In Romans 10:1, Paul wrote how his heart's desire and prayer for Israel was that they might be saved. His heart and desire was this for Israel because that's God's heart and desire as well. The sign gifts for the early church were demonstrations of God's desire for Israel to believe and be saved by grace. The second reason miraculous sign gifts were given to the early church was to convince the Gentiles so that they might believe and be saved. Romans 15, 18 through 19 read, "To make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God." With God turning to the Gentiles to have a program with us, and praise God for that, God used the miraculous sign gifts to convince the nations of the truth and power of the gospel of grace, so that the Gentiles might believe the truth and be saved. Thus, they were sign gifts of God's love and God's grace to the Gentiles, too. In Paul's ministry, he sought to make the Gentiles obedient to the gospel and to believe by word, it says in Romans 15. By word meaning as he proclaimed the gospel of grace and the truth of God's word. And he sought to make the Gentiles obedient to the gospel by deed, which he explains as through mighty signs and wonders. So the miraculous signs were for the purpose of reaching the Gentiles for Christ at the beginning of the dispensation of grace. The third reason miraculous sign gifts were given to the early church was to establish God's new creation of the church, the body of Christ. They were given to believers in it, both Jew and Gentile, who are united together as one in Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." Demonstrating their oneness in Christ and having been all made to drink into one Spirit, having the same Holy Spirit, as Paul kept saying that in these verses, the same Spirit, God gave the early church his miraculous gifts, both Jew and Gentile, who performed them by the same Spirit. The gifts demonstrated the truth of the one new man, and they demonstrated the reality and legitimacy of God's new church that he had founded and created in Christ Jesus. And the fourth reason for miraculous sign gifts were given to the early church was to give credibility to Paul's apostleship. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 12:11 through 12, "For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you, and all patience in signs and wonders and mighty deeds." There were false apostles at that time who claimed to be sent of God. The miraculous signs verified a true apostle. God performed the signs of an apostle through Paul as a confirmation to the 12 apostles and the Jewish believers that his ministry was indeed of God. These signs were carried out during Paul's early ministry until Israel was officially and finally set aside in Acts 28. The sign gifts were for both Jew and Gentile, that they both might recognize the authenticity of Paul's apostleship. The reason for that was because Paul's apostleship was unique, not in accordance with prophecy. He was called to be an apostle according to the mystery and the revelation of that mystery, according to a program, a dispensation, and a church that had never before been revealed. The sign gifts Paul performed by the Spirit confirmed God's calling that Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles. So again, the sign gifts at the beginning of the dispensation of grace were given to the early church for the following four reasons: to provoke Israel to jealousy, that they might believe and be saved and prove that God had temporarily set Israel aside in unbelief and turned to the Gentiles. Second, to convince the Gentiles so that they might believe and be saved. Third, to establish God's new creation of the church, the body of Christ. And fourth, to give credibility to Paul's apostleship. Here is a list of these temporary early church miraculous sign gifts as found here in 1 Corinthians 12. Apostles, prophets, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the gift of faith, the gift of healing, the working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, the gift of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. These supernatural gifts were temporary. A time word is given in 1 Corinthians 13 for when they would cease. When that which is perfect is come, then they would be done away. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians is a prison epistle. It was written after Acts 28, after Israel had officially been set aside, written after Paul had fully received the revelation of the mystery from Christ. And still, at this point, Paul writes that every one of us has been given a spiritual gift in the body of Christ. Therefore, I conclude that we each have some God-given spiritual ability with which to serve Him, a gift which is to be used for the good of others and for the glory of God. Paul also qualifies how long these spiritual gifts for the body of Christ are in effect when you read verses 11 through 13. Spiritual gifts have been given to the body of Christ till a certain point in time. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, Paul says. The unity of the faith, the full knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man will take place at the rapture and not before. Thus we learn Christ has given gifts to His church, and there are spiritual gifts in operation until Christ comes back at the rapture. Based on the gifts explained in Paul's letters, here is a list of what I believe to be these permanent spiritual gifts given to the body of Christ until the rapture. They are found in Ephesians 4, Romans 12, and 1 Corinthians 12, 28. Pastors, evangelists, teachers, ministry or service, exhortation, which means one who challenges and encourages, you could say counseling, giving, ruling, showing mercy, helps, governments, and administration. 2 Corinthians 5, 7 reads, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." There were three primary periods in Israel's history that were characterized by miracles. First, the days of Moses and Joshua. Second, the days of Elijah and Elisha. And third, the days of Christ and the apostles. But right along with that, in each one of these periods, it was characterized by great apostasy and defection from God and from the truth on the part of Israel. After the rapture of the church, signs and miracles will again take place in great abundance, but along with that will be a great departure from God and from His truth. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9-10 says that when the man of sin is revealed, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Many in the future day will follow the one world religion of the Antichrist. They will not receive the love of the truth concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. The desire of so many today for the sensational, spectacular, emotional experiences of the miraculous sign gifts indicates an unhealthy spiritual condition, not a healthy one. From the book of 1 Corinthians, where we learn about the miraculous sign gifts in the early church, we learn earlier that the Corinthians had been washed, sanctified, and justified. We learn how they had been spiritually baptized, placed into the body of Christ. We learn that they were temples of the Holy Spirit, and that they were saints. Yet Paul wrote them in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able." These were not spiritually mature, strong believers who exercised these miraculous sign gifts. They were the opposite. They were unspiritual, carnal, weak believers, and they were misusing the gifts because of their spiritual immaturity. The supernatural gifts of apostles, prophets, wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, the working of miracles, discerning of spirits, tongues, and the interpretation of tongues, they are not found in the body of Christ today, as they were in the early part of this dispensation. This is not because members of the body of Christ today are somehow less spiritual or less faithful than the Corinthians, but simply because these sign gifts of 1 Corinthians 12 were in operation only during the Acts period. They served their purpose in the establishment of the body of Christ in the past and have now ceased. Now God calls us to walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith alone in the written Word of God. The mark of a spiritual, mature believer is one who grows in and applies God's Word to their heart by faith. That is how the Holy Spirit works to transform our lives by grace.
Thank you again for tuning in to Transformed by Grace. We appreciate your prayer support and the financial gifts. The purpose and mission of the Berean Bible Society is to help you understand the whole counsel of the Word of God. For more information, visit our website at www.bereanbiblesociety.org or give us a call at 262-255-4750. Or if you prefer, write us at the Berean Bible Society, P.O. Box 756, Germantown, Wisconsin, 53022. Now until next time, may you be transformed by God's grace.